24.
Assess benefited properties for street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements in the Northeast 52nd Avenue and Alberta Street Local Improvement District.
Before we get started on this, just one time management point. I'm planning to take the polled items at 2 o'clock, not during what remains of the morning session, unless there's anybody that particularly wants to talk about the polled items.
If we were going to get to the parks item this morning, I'd like to have the pulled parks item at the same time as the other parks items.
All right, we can certainly do that. Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales. Carla, if we could switch to the presentation. I'm Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. It is my pleasure to be joined today by Travis Rubel from Portland Parks and Recreation. I know it is the afternoon, so we will be respectful of Council's time. Just wanted to share a little bit of what I thought Council would find to be good news this early afternoon. So,
we'll see in the OH.
Yeah, Carla, you're going to switch.
Just to go over this, we did not receive any remonstrances against final assessment, objections against final assessment of the LID. We just kind of wanted to show you a couple of slides here. Thank you very much, Carla. So this is a map of where the project area is. It's in the Cully neighborhood, which until recently has been significantly underserved by parks and unfortunately today continues to be significantly underserved by transportation infrastructure. This is the second LID that we've completed in Cully in the last 2 years. The genesis for this project is I had worked with parks on a new street project in the Palhurst-Gilbert neighborhood, where the park had been built several years in advance of the street improvements, and we had a pretty chaotic situation due to the lack of proper infrastructure. So when that LID got completed, we had spent over $100,000 tearing out recently completed park improvements. So Parks and PBOT put their heads together, and we thought there was a more efficient way to do that. And so at the outset of this project, Parks and PBOT collaborated extensively on it. As we kicked off the design, our traffic engineers advised us to widen the pavement on Alberta for traffic safety reasons. So even though we increased the reconstructed pavement area by 9%, we still came in 10% below budget. And I think that's largely because we already had a contractor mobilized and there were a lot of efficiencies in doing that. Most importantly, we avoided tearing out the newly constructed infrastructure by parks, and we now have safer pedestrian access to the park and near Rigler Elementary School. And I also wanted to tip my hat to the Bureau of Environmental Services. BES was very helpful in working with PBOT to be proactive and plan. So if you look at Alberta Street, the north side of the right-of-way is about 2 feet lower than the south side of the right-of-way, and what BES did is they worked with PBOT to plan the stormwater system to allow future street improvements on the north side of the street to improve those property owners' drainage should they choose to do so in the future. And what we built here was an oversized sump sed system that has the capability of allowing those property owners to construct the street on the north side and tap into that sump sed system without tearing up the entire street. And that is the extent of my presentation, and I'll turn it over to my better half, Travis Rubel.
Mayor Hales, Commission, thank you for having us here today. My name is Travis Rubel. I'm a capital project manager and landscape architect for the Parks Bureau. I'm happy to be here to talk about the wonderful work completed on this project, as I believe it exemplifies strong communication and coordination between Parks, PBOT, and BES. The formation of this LID was directly in line with the desires from the community to build more sidewalks within the Cully neighborhood. These frontage improvements provide better pedestrian access to Rigler Elementary to the south and to the park. They also provide for increased pedestrian safety for unloading vehicles and park users. By working with our colleagues at PBOT, we were able to efficiently coordinate the design of the park with the design of the right-of-way improvements to create a seamless transition in overall development and has met with praise within the Cully community. This project should serve as a model for future development of this type as it capitalizes on the internal expertise each bureau brings to the table while allowing at the same time the adjacent community to optionally participate in right-of-way improvements the LID affords. Both Parks, PBOT, and BES should be proud of the coordination had on this project while at the same time achieving each bureau's goals. We have delivered an award-winning project that serves over 1,300 local residents previous not having park facility services. Indeed, we are raising the bar for future park development work. We at Parks are happy to report this development not only came in on schedule and under budget, but we've put forth a quality project for all to enjoy. As a result of the success of this project, we will continue to look for other opportunities to participate with our colleagues at PBOT, BES, in the future, which we hope you will continue to support. Finally, I'd like to thank Andrew Abbey for his diligent work in making this overall process so successful. Thank you again for the opportunity to speak about this important work being completed for our community.
Thank you both. Questions for Andrew or Travis? Thank you both. Thanks very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item?
She's still signed up, but I think she left.
Cully residents here. Mr. Gunderson, come on up. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Richard Gunderson. I live in the Cully neighborhood. Been on the board, and parks has been my passion for 51 years. And this is one of my greatest delights in seeing this park finished, not only to me, but to the whole community. If you go by there, it is packed every day. You can't find a parking spot around the park. It's unbelievable. And it's one of the best designed small parks that I've seen in my professional career. So I want to thank the Parks Bureau for doing a fantastic job and for City Council for making it possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Laura Young, and I'm the transportation chair for the Cully Association of Neighbors. So Rich and I work in tandem on a lot of projects. He's been the parks chair for 10 years, I think it's been, roughly. And I've been the transportation chair for 6 years for Cully. So I just wanted to add a couple of comments about the LIDs that we have had in the Cully neighborhood. Specifically, I'd like to express support and appreciation for the ongoing efforts of PBOT's LID office to partner with Parks and BES and other bureaus and agencies to find creative ways to fund and implement critically needed transportation infrastructure projects in Cully. And also acknowledge there's potential for similar successes in other underserved areas of East and West Portland, with whom Cully shares a common history of annexation and similar community needs. These projects have provided desperately needed infrastructure improvements without creating financial burdens that could negatively impact low-income homeowners in our neighborhood and others, and I believe this is the spirit of cooperation between the Bureau's community leaders and advocates like ourselves demonstrates. The LID system can work and does benefit lower-income communities when applied with creative utilization of resources and robust community involvement.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Questions? Thank you both. Thank you very much. So this item is not an emergency ordinance. It'll pass to second reading, but thanks, everyone, for a great project, great partnership.